Hello, everyone, and welcome to Easter Day Kenji Nation Support Call. This will be one of many. We will be doing these kind of calls and the Planetary Light meditation calls as long as is necessary to help all of you guys move through these incredible changes with a lot of grace and ease. So the basic overview for today's call is going to be a support presentation. And I'm sure probably everyone on the call is going through some level of healing and working through their fears and doubts. So it's very important to create the intention today that you're going to become much more aware of whatever is in your unconscious that perhaps is holding you back a bit from staying in that quantum space of love and joy and oneness, new earth vibration, all that stuff that you know about. And this is, maybe even more importantly, a time for all of us to come together and to support each other. So you might want to imagine there's 700 souls that are going to be listening to this call that are needing support in some way. So if you happen to, how shall we say, have dreams with these people, just know that that's part of this. If you have any kind of visions about people, you want to share this. This is a time to really communicate and not hold anything back. And, of course, on a practical level, you'll practice what they say you should be doing. Use your common sense. So part of today, what we're going to do is mention, and you guys know this, that wherever your focus is, that's where the energy is. And now, because we're in this transition time, you can begin to create every day with your homework assignment to create exactly the kind of world you want to live in, and the kind of people you want to be around, and the kind of career that you want to manifest, and the kind of healing that you want for your body. So remember, there are many, many perspectives out there right now on the physical level, mainstream media, and also intel, shall we say, from the other side and from people that believe that they are connected to, like, really what's going on. So you choose what you want to believe in. Don't believe everything everybody says. Take it into the heart and see if it's true for you. Because we are being challenged to stay connected to our truth and to not give our power away. So if it doesn't feel right, disregard it. Take in only what feels right from your heart. And use your common sense. Be prepared, perhaps, for an extended lockdown, as they say. Be patient. And probably what's going to come up are levels of disappointment and even rage at maybe what you're hearing and what supposedly is not happening on the earth plane. So use your common sense. Make sure you have enough food and water, etc. Stay in the flow as best you can. And don't be upset if things come up, like serious doubts, emotional upsetness, fear about your future. It's mostly about the fear of the unknown. And remember, people are choosing consciously and unconsciously what they are experiencing in the world. And since there are no victims, people are choosing to make transition. Some of them are probably thinking, okay, enough is enough. I'm going to the other side now. Or some people might be saying, I don't want to deal with this. So I'm going to leave now, take care of my business. The main thing is, no matter what's happening, if you're staying or leaving, you don't want to take any emotional baggage with you. So those of you that have parents that perhaps are on the verge of making transition, you want to communicate to them as best they can understand this to heal all emotional baggage so that when they make passage, they're free and clear. And you'll remember that upon your time making departure as well. Okay, let's all take a deep breath. Now, you may have noticed there's a calm upon the planet because of less traffic, less tourism. Everybody's staying home. Well, most countries, they're staying home. Some are business as usual, or they think business as usual. But it's a time for the Earth to reset, to get its energy back, to bring back the power of the vortexes, to clear the grid system. Just like we all are in our homes and clearing our fields and choosing to decide what we want to believe in. So this is ongoing every day. Create how you want the world to be, your world. Not the outside world, your world. And it is true, there's a big cleansing going on upon the planet in every country, whether it's made known or not. The purification of humanity and the earth. Yes, it's about time. So we have waited for this time, and it's here. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We're going to ask your pets, again, to not take on the human chaos, the collective fear, the astral plane energies. And we're going to ask your pets also to make a stronger connection with the group mind, the group soul that they are a part of, so they can be their natural selves. And those of you, perhaps, that have babies, very young ones upon the planet, telepathically communicate to them to keep their space clean and clear. Don't take on any of this chaos, nor any chaos that comes from you as well. Because babies will react to the energies in the household, especially through crying. They're trying to express, but of course they can't. So do your best telepathically. Keep the communication open. They are free and clear. Okay, let's take a deep breath, and we're going to relax into a deeper state of receiving today. Okay, let's do a little breathing. Take a really deep breath, palms facing upwards, feet chakras open, crown chakra open, heart center open. and begin to relax the brain, disconnecting from the collective chaos upon the planet and on the astral planes. Disconnecting from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, especially tribal consciousness. You're also going to disengage from the future of all potential chaos, which will affect your past and will affect your now moment. Now, whatever's going to come up in this presentation and activation is for you to embrace. You don't have to try to heal anything. Just let it come forth. Embrace it with love and compassion and then let it go. It's simple as that. If you've got stuff in your body, you want to talk to your body. Talk to the area. Talk to the organ. Talk to the system that's perhaps a bit upset, that is perhaps holding on to too much emotional energy. Remember, your organs absorb the energies from your emotional body. Now, collectively, let's call in the support team. Just call them in and ask them to surround you with this beautiful ring of light. You're going to call in your guardian angels, your inner child, especially your inner child, the one that is perhaps a bit afraid of what's going on and how the future is going to be. And you're going to call forth from your unconscious those experiences, those memories of where you did not feel supported, either by your higher self, by God, or by the world, your parents, your friends, your co-workers, your colleagues. This could also be from past lives. Those memories of where you, perhaps you haven't healed your aloneness. And especially those memories of where you felt like you just could not fit in and you couldn't get it together. And perhaps those memories that you failed, that you didn't quite get your act together. Now remember, each country and each state here in America has her own issues to deal with, and it's passed down to the peoples that live in their jurisdiction. So you want to make sure that you stay clear of all of that. Anything that brings up any kind of agitation, stress, fear, that's what you need to work with. So let's take a deep breath. Now, there is much misinformation, as you know, regarding this condition that's going upon the planet. If you buy into any level of that, your immune system can be compromised. So on a physical level, you want to maintain a very healthy and vibrant immune system. Thymus gland, your thyroid, your pineal, your digestive system, your liver, your kidneys, and adrenal glands, and your spleen. You want to keep your life force as high as possible. And again, we're going to mention about giving away your power, be it to the government, be it to any organization, be it to a teacher, a guru, a whatever. You want to start bringing back that energy. Okay, so we're going to ask each one of you to ask inwardly, who is here? Who is here to support me? Take a deep breath and just receive in the heart a feeling, a sensation, an intuition, a knowing, a vision. Who is here today? And allow yourself to receive the divine support. This includes your power animals as well. Who is here? Who is here from your council? Who is here from your healing team? Who is your comedy team? Okay. Let's take a deep breath. Breathe in very slowly and deeply. Take the divine understanding deep into the solar plexus. And as you exhale, simply let go of the burdens, the unconscious burdens, the unconscious stress, the unconscious worry, anxiety. Let it go. Allow that to be recycled back into the heart of creation. We're going to ask again for you to ask who is here. You're going to ask your higher self to stand by. Now, Mother Mary, and you all know Mother Mary, she has on the inner planes a sacred garden that's only for inner kids or inner child, your kid self. So only kids and animals are allowed in Mother Mary's garden. So you can ask your inner child to go and play in Mary's garden right now. It will be escorted by little angels that will take your little one to beautiful Mother Mary's garden. And they can hang out there for this whole duration, in a sense, of what's going on where we are confined to our homes. This is for their healing. This is for their comfort. It's a place where they can play and meet other kids and animals. And the animals are all levels, mythological, actual, physical, and off-planet. You could say that Mary's garden represents paradise. The heavenly realms. All right, let's take a deep breath. Continue to breathe into the solar plexus, expanding the awareness that comes through the solar plexus, your power center. And on the deep exhale through the mouth, again, continue to just let go. Let go and release whatever has been troubling you. You're going to let go of everybody else's problems, especially now, letting go of their anxiety, their stress, their fear, their pains, their unconsciousness. Let go of all energies that are not yours. That includes your parents, your kids, your pets, your ancestors, all family members, your bosses, past, present, and future. And begin to fill up your solar plexus with that beautiful golden light. This is the Easter day energies. These are the blessing energies. This is the grace energies. Take it deep into the subatomic level of your nervous system, your solar plexus. Now we're going to move awareness down to the base of the spine, opening up the root chakra, the feet, the ankles, the knees, and the hips. Allowing the body to receive deep relaxation energy. You're going to bring forth from the depths of your root chakra any remaining survival fears and also memories from Atlantis and whatever else in our past where there's been wars and conflict and plagues that have ravaged humanity. Breathe deeply into those memories. Breathe the light, that golden light, deep into the cells of your root chakra, base of your spine. Accept and receive whatever is coming forth. Very subtly and or very profoundly. Breathe into the psychic blocks within your root chakra. Breathe into the shadow part of your root chakra. We're going to ask your ancestors and family members to receive very deeply according to their belief and trust. Now, as you release your awareness from all levels of the astral plane, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, allow awareness to move into that center core that we call the essence of your being, who is in total alignment with source energy and the ascension energies. Bring up all those memories from the base chakra where you felt unsupported and left alone. Bring up those memories of where you thought you had to close down to fit in or to be safe. Bring in closer to your awareness, your support team. Yeah, we're going to call for the power of Metatron's cube. You can place this cube inside your brain, or you can place it in your energy field around your body. You're going to call forth the pillars of light, the Council of 14. You're going to call forth the violet light, the Christ family, the beautiful sacred energies from inner earth, and the power of our beloved central sun. Now take a deep breath. We're going to shift focus a bit. Breathe deeply into the sacral chakra. This is, for most of you, your troublesome chakra. That affects your solar plexus chakra and your base chakra. And this is one of the most neglected chakra points. This is your relationship chakra. This chakra influences all of your relationships, past, present, and future. So what we're going to do is we're going to call forth your parents, spiritually speaking, wherever they are. And bring your awareness to your belly button. Take a deep breath. We're going to breathe in that golden light deep into the core of your belly button. We're going to create the bonding that you perhaps never had with your parents. So you're going to expand this golden light into your cosmic umbilical cord that is connected to your parents. And allow this beautiful golden ray to move through your umbilicus. To your parents. You're going to ask and hold the space as you are ready, that all levels, all aspects that are ready for healing with your parents be done now. And feel that golden light moving into their spirit body, into their soul, into their light body. That you are now ready to release all judgments, all levels of conflict and misunderstanding. You are ready to release all grudges, emotional upsets, allow them to receive your love. And you can ask in divine right timing that they communicate with you how this healing process is affecting them. Breathe the power of forgiveness through your umbilicus and let it flow to them. If you were adopted, you can also go to your adopted parents as well as your birth parents Allow the body to release. You can now release your perception that you were not supported by your parents, that you were not understood by your parents. You can release those memories of being abused, punished, disregarded, abandoned. Today is the day of resurrection. You are resurrecting your relationship with your parents. You are releasing the old, old, old historical energies and breathing in now the new earth vibration of connection and oneness. Send your blessings now through your umbilical cord to your parents. And tell them telepathically all is forgiven, all is made right. You are free to go. You are free to be. Okay, let that continue until complete on its own level. I'm going to take a deep breath now and move up to the heart chakra as we ignite collectively your still point and activating that sacred space behind your physical heart, the green disc, the golden disc, that sacred geometry that lies behind the heart. Okay, we're going to breathe in the power of your soul, your I Am Presence, deeply through the heart center. Activating the sacred chambers within the heart. Begin to release any remaining levels of distress and sadness and grief that may be held in the lungs, in the upper back, in your shoulders. Begin to release whatever has been causing heart pains, tightness in the chest. Releasing the burdens that you have taken on from humanity, from your ancestors, your family members. Releasing the need now of carrying the burden of the world. Releasing the emotional attachment to the burdens. Take a very slow deep breath into the chest. Fill up the lungs with this golden light. Do this 13 times. Taking the golden light deep into all of the tissues of the lungs and rib cage. And when you exhale, let go of the memories. Let go of the heaviness. Let go of the tension, the unconsciousness. Let go of the distress. the dis-ease. Now we're going to release as we move up into the throat and the thyroid gland. Open up that chakra point and begin to release all levels of mass programming, subliminal programming, mass hypnosis, all levels of illusion that have come from the world ever since childhood. Releasing through the out-breath every level of energy that is not yours and that is not true for you. Letting go of the restrictions that you have placed upon yourself, releasing the restrictions that others have put upon you, silently, telepathically. You're setting your throat chakra to be free. You're resetting your whole body, the nervous system. Letting go of the fear that's in your throat. Letting go of your inability to communicate with God, the universe, other people, family members, kids, parents, etc. Letting go of the restrictions. Relaxing the shoulder joints, relaxing your fingers, your toes, your calves. Relaxing your forehead muscles, your jaw, your eyelid muscles. Allow the body to become very relaxed and receptive. Now allow your I Am Presence to begin to work on all levels of consciousness, including all the levels of your physical body, beginning to breathe in the consciousness of your spirit into the throat. It's going to trickle down into your chest, your solar plexus, base of your spine, your hand chakras, all the way through your legs, down to the bottoms of the feet as you increase your divine connection with the Earth Mother and the ascension process. Releasing the constriction at the base of your skull and your C1, C2 vertebrae. Allowing waves of peace to move through your vagus nerve system that comes through the base of your skull, from your temporal lobes on either side of your brain, and down through the sides of your body, down towards your groin, which in turn is going to affect the frequencies of your organs. Feel the peace moving through your vagus nerves. You're raising the frequencies of your body. Breathing in the blessings. Allow the thyroid gland to reset itself to your new normal. Allow your thymus gland to reset itself to be strong and healthy in all conditions. Allow your solar plexus to radiate strength, focus, and centeredness. And allow your base chakra, base of your spine, your original 8 cells of creation, to align with the ascension process of the Earth, the solar system, galaxy, and universe. Going to breathe awareness into your physical eyes, clearing away the congestion in your optic nerve. Feel that golden light penetrating through all levels of your optic nerve and into the center of your brain. Feeling that golden power moving through your inner ear canal, releasing the congestion to your telepathic abilities. Releasing the tension in your jaw. Activating pineal, pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus with your I Am presence and the rays from the central sun. Allow your pineal to be reset to the next level of your inner sight, to your divine connection with the central sun, to the heart of creation. Allow your pineal to naturally decalcify. And to reset itself to its divine physical positioning. Allow your pineal membrane to be very fluid. And give the pineal permission to grow and evolve. Giving yourself permission to truly see what is going on in this great time of change, the awakening of the earth. A planetary reset. Ask again who is here. Feel that ring of support around you. Feel the power of Metatron's cube activating all levels of consciousness. and levels of embodiment. Using the power of sacred geometry, the flower of life, now bring your awareness in the center of your brain, and we're going to invoke the energies and the presence of Sanat Kumara. And those that are with him on the inner planes to support and assist with your divine awakening. And the activation of your crystal palace, and that's that center core part of your brain. Feel the presence of Lady Venus that represents the divine feminine. Allow a clearing and a rebalancing of your limbic system. Now begin to feel an alignment from the core of your brain to your spinal column. In your cerebral spinal fluid. I'm going to ask your I am now to strengthen the silver cord to your body. And also the connection to your head centers, your heart center, and your solar plexus. We're going to ask the Sacred Heart of the Earth, Gaia, to strengthen your divine grounding alignment with the ascension energies. Using the power of the infinity, that beautiful infinite flow of golden light in and out of creation, as above, so below. Now allow your brain to reset itself to your new normal, affecting the vibrations of your emotional and mental bodies, allowing all levels of you, all of your light bodies, to resonate with your new normal, your next step, your next level of expansion and awakening and self-realization. feel the power of the flower of life, activating all levels of your brain, your DNA, your RNA, your chromosomes, genes, and telomeres. We're going to invoke your natural ability to be a clear and perfect channel for the power of grace and blessings. Take a deep breath. Now breathe very deeply into all of the cells, your protons, electrons, and neutrons, subatomic level. Breathe in now this frequency of reset to your highest level of health and well-being, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Allow yourselves to release all level of discord. Taking back the power within the cells of your body to calibrate 24/7 to health and wellness. Now let's clear the space above your head. We're going to call forth the shower from Prime Source, the cosmic waterfall effect from Prime Source. It will feel as if your being and your body is being bathed with the shower of light of the purest energy possible, coming from your Heavenly Father, Mother God, on this beautiful Easter day, being blessed by the light of the Christ, tis your Easter blessings. Allow the power of the violet light to remove all levels of discord remaining in your energy field, especially your emotional body. Releasing any attaching entities from the astral plane, from the atmosphere of the earth. Breathing into that level of divine protection on all levels, in all circumstances. And on behalf of humanity and the earth, we are asking Prime Source for divine intervention. so that humanity and the earth can manifest the new earth consciousness, the new earth vibration, paradise on earth. Now allow this waterfall from God to move through your body into the grid system of your where your home is, your city, your county, your state. Allow this beautiful, pure energy move through the grid system of the earth. Remembering to keep your pillars of light activated in your home and wherever you go out into the world. Take the pillars of light with you. Now feel the power of compassion as you are a clear and perfect channel for the power. Feel and see and hear and know that the power of compassion is sweeping the earth. It's moving through all countries and peoples and animals and elements of the earth, including inner earth and the atmosphere of the earth. Feel this power of compassion moving through all medical facilities, the military, all governments. Feel this power healing the soil, the waters of the earth, the air, the forest and the trees and the flowers and the wildlife, the bees and the birds, the dolphins and whales and turtles. Feel this power healing the air of the earth, the atmosphere of the earth. I'm going to ask for divine protection, especially for all of the medical people that are serving humanity at this time, that they be kindly, maybe divinely guided and protected. All service workers. And to all those people that are bringing their level of service to humanity, including the therapeutic pets, the healing pets. Now let's bring awareness back into the heart. Allow that waterfall from God to continue to bless your life each and every day. We're going to activate the power of joy that is inherent within the heart. Feel as if little bubbles of joy are beginning to rise up from the core of your heart and moving through your body, through your blood and your nerves, and moving out into your auric field and moving out into your environment. In your workplace. Also feel the power of peace emanating from the core of your solar plexus. The peace of Buddha, Kuan Yin, soothing the sorrows of the world. I'm going to ask that truth now be revealed upon the earth plane for all peoples, all countries. Going to ask for divine protection and safety for all the children of the earth. For all the elders in all of the cultures upon the planet. And envision that all of the vortexes and sacred areas upon the earth be healed and clear of all human misunderstanding and brought back to its original divine place of empowerment, be it Uluru, Mount Kilimanjaro, Mount Shasta, Sedona, Asheville, Great Smoky Mountains, Blue Ridge Mountains, the Appalachians, the Rocky Mountains, Lake Louise, Machu Picchu, Haleakala, Pele. The Great Pyramids of the Earth, Glastonbury, feel the power of love moving through all sacred areas upon the earth and all the pyramidal structures. Mount Fuji, the Himalayas, Mount Kailash, all of the sacred mountains upon the planet. Now staying in your center, feel the power of your I Am in your body, totally supporting you, your life, all endeavors, your relationships, your work, your career, your physical health. Give permission to your inner child to feel the empowerment of self. Now ask for divine clarity. Take a deep breath in. Ask for divine knowing. Divine balance and harmony within your original 8 cells of creation at the base of your spine. We ask the Archangel Ariel to watch over your pets. for a moment, let's go into deep silence within the heart. To commune with the power of Easter Day. With the power of Christ consciousness. Take a deep breath. Allow your soul to calibrate this presentation and activation. And we're going to ask you to come back in your own timing back to your body. So stay in the zone. for as long as you are guided to. And then when you're ready to come back to your physical body, remember to ground and drink water. So allow this integration to integrate very gently into all levels of consciousness and embodiment, knowing that you are loved and blessed. Take control of your life. Be the peace. Be the love and the joy. Continue to receive communications from the Christ family, from the divine light. And return to your body when you are ready. Thank you for your attendance. And we'll see you on the next support call. Blessings from the cosmos.